Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, a space for people with open hearts and minds who are on a journey of expanding consciousness. My name is Marta, and I will be sharing with you my conscious healing journey. Additionally, with my best friend Anna, we'll be exploring the great conscious transformation happening in the world. Join us on an adventure of learning the new ways of being and building bridges across the many concepts that truly need connection as we are building a better world for all beings. And let's learn together how to embrace our humanity with all of its ups and downs so that we can have as good life as possible. Hello there, my dear listener. Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast. It's episode number 3. And today I will take you through the topics of, can you actually heal fibromyalgia? What causes it and what actually works? If you have missed the last episode, that's where I have introduced what fibromyalgia is, how it is diagnosed, and the first steps in the world of invisible pain. So I encourage you to listen to the previous episode if you are interested in that. However, today we will be looking into, can you actually heal fibromyalgia? Is it possible? And of course, for me, the most logical way in order to heal anything was to find out what is the root cause, because I deeply believe that if you take care of the root cause of a disease, then you can probably heal it. So there are two main concepts that I would like to tell you about, or maybe even three if I feel funky today. So the first thing is, I believe that the body has the inherent ability to self-heal. And it starts with I think it's the easiest to explain it with a concept of a physical, visible damage to the body. So if you cut your hand, you can put some plaster on it. If it's a deep cut, a doctor can put some stitches on it. But at the end of the day, it is your body that inherently works on healing the wound. And my current belief is, or my current truth, my current understanding, I think that is a good word. My current understanding is that it works like that to when we talk about any form of disease. I like the English word disease. It tells you that the natural state of the body is ease. And if your body gets out of the state of ease, it's a disease. So I really, really like that way of putting. And that the healing process, the curing process, it's coming back to ease, to full ease in your body. And that is what I really, really desire for myself. And that's where I use a lot of my energy, a lot of my focus on, how can I come back to ease? I am a human being. I don't like suffering. I don't think it's really cool to live with chronic pain, constant pain. I would love to restore the natural state of my body, which is ease. So I understand that the body has the ability to self-heal. It's an inherent ability, and it is something that the body is constantly working on, constantly producing new cells, constantly working on repair. So from that point of view, I believe it should be possible to heal fibromyalgia. another concept that I wanted to share with you, something that is very close to my heart and something that is inherent to consciousness, to conscious healing journey. It's that the truth is relative. So my understanding is that the truth constantly expands, not only in terms of as you learn more, your depth of knowing, your depth of understanding expands, you're going deeper and deeper and you understand more and more. It is also that there is new information and something that seems to be so true, something that seems to be an absolute fact. Sometimes we find out it was not a fact after all, or changed the whole science, the whole, you know, the whole basis of science. And here, one of very good examples that we all know is we used to think that the sun travels around the world, and then we have gotten new information about it, and we no longer believe that, right? Although there are some people that in time also develop new interesting beliefs, like that the earth is flat. So that being said, what I wanted to say, bringing that interesting piece of information, what I wanted to say is what is utmost important for me is to preserve an open mind and an open heart, and that I want to use all the centers of intelligence in my energy system. So I want to use my intellect center that is based in my mind. I want to use my intuition, the center that is based around my heart, around my soul, and the instinct, the one that is the gut feeling. So in my life, I would like to be able to connect all three centers and use all three of them. So I want to be able to use the science, the knowledge, the intellect, and I also want to be able to use the wisdom, the intuition, as well as the inherent wisdom of the body, instinctual responses, which are also very, very important for us. So sharing with you a little bit about that I believe that the truth expands, and what I believe in any given moment might change next week or even next day or even next hour as the new information, new knowledge, new wisdom, new data is being provided. So coming back to fibromyalgia, so chronic pain, a lot of discomfort in my body. I definitely did not want to live my life like that. It definitely did not make sense to me that I have to keep on living this way, and that it will most likely keep on getting worse in time. So everything started with a couple of medical doctors, and the truth was they did not have anything to offer in terms of healing. So there was no cure, no medicine, no therapy, no treatment, nothing that the doctors could offer in order to help me cure my disease, and not even effective methods in terms of managing the symptoms, because that's another thing that I wanted to share with you. What I believe in right now is that it's the body that does the healing, and different types of treatments and medicine can help that process, can help the body heal faster. But most of medication actually manages the symptoms. It takes care of the symptoms. And sometimes that's necessary because the symptoms can be extremely painful with a huge amount of discomfort. And since a lot of medication takes care of managing symptoms, which can be very, very useful in the healing process in order to enable the body to go into enough ease to be able to sustain the process of healing, Could it also be that some medication in some cases actually stops the body from healing? So that's a very good question, which I will not be answering today. I do not feel qualified right now to answer that question. However, that's a very, very important question that is and has been guiding me in my healing journey. So when I found out that I have that diagnosis, I have that fibromyalgia, and that there was nothing that the doctors could offer, neither in terms of curing that disease nor in effective management of the symptoms, I, of course, started to do my own research. That was the most logical thing I could do. As I mentioned, I did not want to suffer for the rest of my life. So what are the root causes of fibromyalgia? What my doctor told me was that the root causes are actually not proven. The theories are that fibromyalgia is caused by trauma, and that could be both physical trauma and it could be also emotional trauma. And in the way I can feel my body and what's going on in my body, that actually made sense to me, that the pain that I'm feeling in my body is caused by the trauma that has happened either to my physical body or to my psyche. And that trauma has been stored in my physical body and is causing pain now. So I definitely wanted to explore that part and all the possible way of releasing trauma. So that was what I went after to begin with. And I found a body therapist working on my street. And I went there initially for a massage. I just wanted a massage that would help me decrease the very high level of tension in my body. It was pretty bad. There have been times where the amount of pain, the amount of tension in my body and exhaustion would be to the level where I would, after sleeping the whole night, would have a hard time getting out of bed, and I would not be able to stand under the shower. So I would have to sit on the floor under the shower to actually help my body get back to enough functionality, enough ease to be able to cope with that. So I have gone for that massage, and the body therapist that was there asked me if I had any physical trauma around my head, that she could feel that there is a lot of trauma around my head. And I indeed remembered I had 3 episodes in my childhood that related to physical trauma around my head. I have fallen down from the stairs. That was number one, and had a concussion. I have been tripped over by my dog and dragged up the stairs, hitting the stairs with my head, and also having a concussion. And I had also an event where a big, heavy metal swing hit me in my head, where my head had a deep wound that needed to have stitches on, and that I still have the scar 30 something years after. So I definitely have experienced physical trauma to my head. And so I worked with that body therapist on the physical trauma, on releasing that physical trauma from my body, especially that a lot of my pain has been related to my neck, very, very strong pains, and my neck and the top level of shoulders getting so tense, so hard like rocks, as well as headaches and migraines that have been part of my body for as long as I can remember. So working with that physical part of trauma definitely was a big part of it. And I do have to admit that since that I have much less headaches and the migraines that I get are much lower. So I definitely could feel that there was something related to that. Something definitely was stored in my body and something definitely got released through that course. However, it did not change anything related to that chronic high level of pain in my entire body, in my entire musculature. And a friend recommended to me the most wonderful body therapist. Her name is Mona Marie Rem. She works in Aarhus, where I live, and I just love her. I'm going to put a link to her website in the show notes. By far, Mona has made the biggest level of difference in general level of pain, the general level of tension, the general level of stiffness, and the general level of discomfort has fallen down a few points through my work with Mona. So what that woman can do has definitely made a big difference to the quality of my life, and I can recommend it wholeheartedly. So I began working with Mona, and Mona is a highly intuitive body therapist who can sense where trauma is stored, and she can go through all the levels of consciousness. So she can feel the physical trauma, she can feel the emotional, the mental, the spiritual. She is one of these wise, intuitive people who can really sense more than what is purely physical. And definitely a lot of different types of traumas have been released from my body through that collaboration with Mona. That definitely has made a difference. It has not brought me all the way to the full coming back to ease. So there is definitely and has been and will be more work to be done. So that was exploring the information that I have received from the doctor that fibromyalgia can be caused by physical or emotional, mental trauma. Another piece of information that I have received was that it can also be a very long-term level of stress. So that was also mentioned by my doctor. And I could definitely relate to that. Moving to a country where I do not have the family around, having three children and one of them with big difficulties, and a husband who traveled in periods a lot for work and working full time, that has definitely kept my body in high level of stress, or maybe medium level of stress, over many, many years. So not having your village, right? You need a village to raise your children. Not having my mom, my grandma around, not having that family system support, being in a new country, not understanding how do you get support from the doctors. When your child is ill, having a very different approach from the doctors, often in situations where in Poland you would be admitted, your child would be admitted to the hospital. Here I have met a completely different response from the doctors. I felt a lot of stress around that, simply not understanding how can I get support for my children when they are ill. And I could definitely relate to that. So knowing that I have lived in a medium level of stress for many years, it was more than 10 years at the time when I started to work with my fibromyalgia. What made sense to me was that I needed to adjust my life. So I needed to change my daily life to the level where I would heavily decrease that stress and pressure. So one of the things that I have always struggled with in my life was insomnia. So since I was a little baby. My parents were telling me I just simply did not sleep. I could wake up 36 times per night. My parents were exhausted. They needed to give me away for weekends to my grandma. And I just remember my entire life, the desperation of not being able to sleep. So that was a big part of the discomfort in my body. And in general, always having trouble sleeping and periods of months of insomnia. And additionally, having three kids. The first kid started sleeping reasonably when he was about 10 months old. And then the following two kids, unfortunately, had trouble sleeping, which caused a period in my life where I have not slept for 8 years. I have not slept a night through. Of course, I have. I have been sleeping. I have not had an undisturbed full night's sleep for 8 years. So I knew that a big part of that discomfort, the pain, the stiffness, the exhaustion, definitely came from the 10 years of high pressure, being often alone with three kids and simply not sleeping. So I needed to adjust my life. That journey continues, creating space for myself and taking care of myself, going to nature, which I already mentioned in the previous episode. And also right now, breath work. Breath work makes miracles in terms of comfort in my body, in terms of my ability to calm my nervous system, and in terms of being able to sleep. So a big part of managing that possibility that fibromyalgia comes from a long-term stress, that needed a lot of adjustments in my daily life, creating that space for calming down, for restarting my nervous system. And here I also needed to look into that insomnia, right? So there was something off with the fact that I have had that trouble sleeping all the way from the time I was born. So in different ways of working, that information has actually taken me back all the way to how I was born. And that came through work with Mona, but also through the therapy with my psychologist and psychotraumatologist, that a big trauma that has happened in my life has happened around the time that I was born. I was separated from my mother. My mother got very ill when she gave birth to me, and we spent a couple of weeks in the hospital. She was very sick. She needed to have a surgery and a major infection that she was healing from. And that meant that I have spent a lot of time separated from my mom. And for a newborn that has lived inside a womb, always, always close to the mother, hearing the heartbeat, we now already know from medical research that it is deeply traumatizing if a child is taken away. The child does not understand the concept of time, does not understand if it is 1 hour away, 5 minutes away, 1 day or 1 week. It's traumatizing to the baby. So I started to see that probably a lot of that trauma has been all the way there. And recently, through work with my psychologist, psychotraumatologist, even coming back to the times in the womb, that now is a lot, there is a lot of research that already the pregnancy and the state in which the mother is during pregnancy has a huge impact on fetus. So knowing that my mother was imprisoned when she was pregnant, it was early 80s in Poland. My mom was part of the freedom movement from the Soviet influence over Poland, and for a peaceful protest, she was turned into prison. That may have had a huge impact on me already then. So in my research, as you can hear, my mind is very, very curious and likes to go down all the possible paths and go in as early as possible to see what could cause that fibromyalgia, especially that I remember pain as early as childhood and not sleeping forever. Just as long as my memory lasts, the trouble sleeping or severe insomnia lasting for months has always been there. So I have explored that path. However, what still has been unclear to me is, all right, so if there is that much trauma, could be caused already during the pregnancy time, a trauma from being separated from my mother after birth, that pointed me to the place that my body might not actually know how to feel safe, how to feel at full ease. So if the assumption is that the natural state of the body is ease, and I actually have not experienced that in my physical body, how do I restore that ease? How do I release the level of trauma that is, you know, all the way from pregnancy? And then we all humans experience trauma as we go. I mentioned a few physical traumas. We also experience trauma such as heartbreaks, when we lose our first love, when we lose our loved ones. Definitely one of the biggest traumas of my life was losing my father in very traumatic circumstances. I might go into that in a different episode. So becoming more and more aware of how much trauma there is in my system, and continuously working on a mental and emotional level through conscious healing, and then on a body level through physical therapy, body therapy, and TRE, trauma release exercise therapy, which I can also recommend for that line of work. I just became more and more aware of, okay, there is quite a lot of trauma, and that's probably the reason why it's taking its time, because that's probably one of the most daunting things. If you invest a lot of time and energy into your healing process and it does not result in full healing, that's very, very difficult. So working with all of that from these different layers, I also have met a line of work which is called natural healing, which explores deeply that inherent ability of the body to self-heal, where I followed a course for 2 years. I also am kind of desperate, you know, to restore the ease in my body. So I am very dedicated. I am truly, truly dedicated to this work and to heal my body, mind, emotions, all the energy levels that need to be fully healed to restore ease. I have a strong motivation. I don't want to live in pain all my life, and I don't want to get to the level of handicap where I cannot take care of myself, where I cannot work, etc. So I followed a course where the cause of fibromyalgia or cause of disease related to muscles, to the whole musculature and bones, was related to a conflict called self-devaluation conflict. So it means that humans who have a high level of self-worth, self-esteem challenges create that conflict in their energy system. And because I really have a very, very persistent, strong inner critic who really has always had a lot to say about myself, how stupid I am, how in all the possible ways, not good enough, unworthy, not deserving, having that voice very prominent and strong and persistent, that self-devaluation conflict actually did make sense. So I followed that course for 2 years because I really, really wanted to learn how do I actually heal such conflict. So is it possible to connect all those levels, the mental, the inner critic, inner voice that berates you, that does the self-devaluation, that finds all the possible ways of putting yourself down, the emotions and how it results in the body. So I followed that course with dedication, like I always do, and really, really wanting to heal my body. And I have definitely learned a lot from that course. I have learned to trust my body more. I have learned to listen to my body more. I have learned to more deeply understand the self-healing part of the healing process and that deep truth that it is the body that does the healing and that there is no limits to healing and that the body can definitely heal if provided the circumstances and support so that it can come into enough ease so that the healing process happens. I have also learned about hanging healing, meaning when body goes into healing and then, for example, high level of stress happens and the body gets out of that healing process and tries to heal again and something again happens and the body gets into healing, it goes into hanging healing. And diseases that are diagnosed as fibromyalgia, according to that line of work, it's a long-term hanging healing. And those sort of diseases are very difficult to heal because imagine that the reason of a disease is that you are putting yourself down, that it's your worthiness that is at play. And imagine that you are very dedicated and you're working with yourself on all the possible levels for many years, and suddenly you feel better. You have that week where the symptoms are lifting, you get a lot of hope, it's finally happening, it's finally happening. And then suddenly the pain in your body increases. The pain is excruciating, the tension, the exhaustion, and start putting yourself down. So, oh my God, I did something wrong again. I had a chance. My body was feeling better. And you start putting yourself down. And if the cause of a disease is that you are putting yourself down, and your body goes into healing, and healing can hurt. Healing can be very, very painful. And you don't know what are the symptoms of a disease and what are the symptoms of healing. Or if the healing is simply extremely painful, you can easily reawaken that pattern of behavior, that pattern of thinking where you are putting yourself down. So I did learn a lot from that course. I thought that a big part of the content made sense, and some things definitely did not resonate with me, and some things I have not been able to apply and use in my life. However, what I ended up with was I have not fully healed the fibromyalgia. So the journey continues. I will wrap up for today. I hope that I have given you a good insight into my level of understanding of fibromyalgia, of what might potentially cause fibromyalgia, of what can work, and what things can really support you in healing, and what things can support you in your daily management of pain. Yeah, because that's what a lot of it is, managing the symptoms, managing the pain, relief of pain and tension and exhaustion. So yeah, if you have any questions, if you would like to share your story and what works for you, I would like to hear that. Thank you so much for today. And I hope to have sparked your interest enough to follow this podcast. Bye.